I'm Bob Sweeney. I went to Minneapolis last year.
I'm Hal Mark.
He took me piggyback.
From Hollywood, the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present the Sweeney and March Show. With lovely vocalist Doris Day and the music of Wilbur Hatch and the orchestra. And here are the stars of our show, the young comedy stylists, Bob Sweeney and Hal March.
Thank you, Bob Lamont, and good evening, Vacuum. I'm Hal March, and here at my side is my partner, Bob Sweeney. Say good evening, Bob.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bob Sweeney, and here at my side is a mole I'm having removed tomorrow at 3.
Bob.
Yes, Hal?
I don't like your dirty innuendos.
I'm having those removed Wednesday.
Bob, will you please pay attention? Tonight we're going to tax your intelligence to the limit. It's going to take all the wit and ingenuity at your command to handle our sketches. We'll need your undivided enthusiasm and your tremendous propensity for stimulating provocative hilarity.
Sure, Hal. I'll handle all those dawdling daguerreotypes and decelerated diction deftly.
Huh? Yeah. Now, tonight we're going to talk about dreamers. All kinds of dreamers.
I took a sleep at a Chicago once.
Now, Bob, this is about people who dream. They dream anywhere, any place, any time. Just plain dreamers. Now, how'd you like to be a daydreamer in this first sketch?
Well, could I daydream about being a great dancer like Rita Hayworth or Gordon Belfield?
Bob, who's Rita Hayworth?
I don't know. It's just a name I made up.
Well, it'll work out a lot better. It'll work out a lot better if you daydream about being on a lonely island away out in the Pacific Ocean. A lot of people daydream like that. Little daydream music, Mr. Hatch, for a lonely Pacific island. Wilbur Hatch, little daydream music, please.
Now,
look here, Bob. You have to learn something about music. You just can't daydream. Daydream music, that isn't explicit enough for an aesthetic orchestra like mine. When you want daydream music, specify what time of daydream music. Sorry, 3 o'clock in the afternoon daydream music, if you please, Mr. Hatch. Pacific Coast time?
Yes, and not daylight saving.
Okay, boys, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Pacific Coast, no daylight saving time, daydream music. Bob, will you please pay attention? Tonight we're going to tax your intelligence to the limit. It's going to take all the wit and ingenuity at your command to handle our sketches. We'll need your undivided enthusiasm and your tremendous propensity for stimulating provocative hilarity.
Oh, sure, Hal. I'll handle those dawdling daguerreotypes and decelerated diction deftly.
Yeah. Tonight we're going to talk about dreamers, all kinds of dreamers.
I took a sleeper to Chicago once.
No, Bob, this is about people who dream. They dream anywhere, any place, any time. Just plain dreamers. Now, how'd you like to be a daydreamer in this first sketch?
Well, could I daydream about being a great dancer like Rita Hayworth or Gordon Belfield?
Bob, who's Rita Hayworth?
I don't know. It's just a name I made up.
It'll work out a lot better if you daydream about being on a lonely island away out in the Pacific Ocean. A lot of people daydream like that. A little daydream music, Mr. Hatch, for a lonely Pacific island. Wilbur Hatch, a little daydream music, please.
Now, look here, Hal. You and Bob have got to learn something about music. You just can't scream daydream music, Mr. Hatch. That isn't explicit enough for an aesthetic orchestra like mine. When you want daydream music, specify what time of daydream music.
Sorry. 3 o'clock in the afternoon daydream music, if you please, Mr. Hatch.
Pacific Coast time?
Yes, and not daylight saving.
Okay, boys, 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific Coast, no daylight saving time daydream music.
October 12th. 1946, entry number 1. Dear Diary, I have just finished my breakfast, and now I look forward to another of my lonely days on this forsaken South Pacific Isle. I would that I had someone to talk to who speaks English. My only companion is a simple Polynesian native boy named Rancid. He is kind, considerate, and very helpful. Even now as I write, he stands beside me with his mouth full of ink. If only he and I spoke the same language. As ever, with all my love, sincerely, Robert Sweeney. Rancid, my native friend, are there any new developments on the beach today?
Nah, it's the same old malarkey.
Oh, frustration, if we only spoke the same language.
Eh? What's that, eh?
I said, if we only spoke the same language.
Yay.
Well, Rancid, my native friend, shall we go down to the beach for a picnic lunch and gaze with nostalgic longing at the limitless expanse of undulating green?
Oh, frustration, if we only spoke the same language.
Yes. Well, if we're going to the beach, you better bring me my clothes.
Yeah. Would you like your double-breasted plaid coconut?
No, I think I'll wear the Brooks Brothers banana.
Yeah. Hey, boss, I think it would be a good idea if you got a few new garments. After 5 years, these are beginning to show a little wear and tear around here and there.
5 years, eh? My, how time flies. Rancid, hand me my diary.
The diary? Okay, here's a diary, boy.
Thanks. October 12th, 1946. Entry number 2. Dear diary, it is now 5 years that I've been stranded on this desolate island. I know now that I should never have gone on Truth of Consequences. As ever, you still have all my love. Sincerely, Robert Sweeney.
You ready now, boss?
Yes, Rancid. Let us proceed to the beach.
Where are we going, boss?
Just for a stroll along the beach.
Shall I bring along the BB gun? BBs are in season, you know.
No, Rancid. We had them for dinner last night.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, boss!
What is it, Rancid?
Look, down there on the beach. There's a guy swimming up on the sand.
Come, Rancid, quickly. Now, Rancid, let me do the talking. Welcome, sir, to the island of peace and happiness.
Yeah, that's swell. My name is Ed Max. You might have heard of me. Now, where can I get a cup of hot coffee and a hamburger well-relished with no dun?
I'm sorry, Mr. Max. We have none of that here.
Ain't this Santa Monica?
Santa Monica? No, this is an island in the middle of the South Pacific.
Well, what do you know about that?
What's the matter?
Just an hour ago, I dived off the pier, Catalina.
Not really.
Yeah. Me and a couple of the boys came over to Catalina for the 4th of July. We done a little celebrating, and this is the 4th of July, ain't it?
No, this is October 12th. You've been swimming for 4 months.
4 months? Oh, I better have these trunks pressed. They must look terrible wrinkled, huh?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, yeah.
That is the strangest language I ever heard.
Yes, it's Polynesian.
Huh?
Now tell me, would you care to join us in a picnic lunch?
Yeah.
Rancid?
No, I ain't gonna set no mat for that guy.
Why not?
He thinks I talk funny. He's anti-Polynesian.
Rancid, I bet your food is delicious.
And how? Well, you taste the dessert I fixed with my own 30 hands.
Yeah, sounds delectable. What is it to be?
Bananas and clams.
Oh, again, Rancid? You love them the way Rancid prepares them. They'll make you deathly ill.
I can hardly wait.
Boss.
What is it, Rancid?
Look over your shoulder down the beach.
It's a woman!
Oh, not her again.
Shall I throw some rocks at her, boss?
No, not this time, Rancid.
Why, she's gorgeous. She's simply lovely.
Hello, Mr. Sweeney. I think you're terrific. And even if I never had another bite of food for the rest of my life, I know I could live on your kisses. Why don't you kiss me? Please kiss me.
Now, you get out of here. Go on, now, get out of here. You stop that kissing stuff. Rancid, throw a rock at her.
You mean to tell me that you ain't even intrigued by that lovely creature?
Of course not. We have an agreement. She stays on her half of the island, and I stay on mine.
What are you, nuts? You got rocks in your head? What do you got for an IQ, a candy bar?
Mr. Max, it's all part of my consequence. If I get friendly with her, do you know what I stand to lose?
No, what?
A year's subscription to Better Homes and Gardens.
All right, boys, set up that bank of gladioli on the left. Cover that right wall with blue hibiscus. Now drape the microphone with gardenias and have a long line of American Beauty roses running down along the cord. Humbert, watch it. You're crushing the peat moss. Now, Antoine, spray the whole cast with Taboo.
Hal, what's going on here? What are all these flowers for?
It's part of the welcome for Doris Day, Bob.
What is she, a bee?
Bob, be careful. Doris Day is a sensitive artist, a wonderful singer. She's going to be on the show for the next 3 weeks.
What happened to the Starlighters?
I told you last week, Bob, that the Starlighters went to New York for 3 weeks for the opening of the pastrami season.
Oh. Well, is this Doris Day pretty?
Take a look for yourself, Bob. Here she is.
Hello. Which one of you is Bob and which one is Hal?
Well, I'm Fred and this is George.
It's nice to know you, Larry. And you too, Homer.
Nice to know you too, Margaret.
Sing, Gladys.
My
sugar is so refined. He's one of them high-class kind. He doesn't wear a hat, he wears a chapeau. He goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined. He's got a real high-class mind. He never buys a dress, it's always a frock. He always winds his timepiece up, but never his clock. He says tomato instead of tomato. He says potato instead of potato. And you should see how he holds a cup of tea. Just two fingers while he sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. He's one of them high-class kind. He never shares a kiss. He lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what he thinks of each time I hold him tight. Oh, he's so refined. Instead of piano, and you should see how he sits on his settee with cake and coffee balanced on one knee. My sugar is so refined. He's one of them high class kind. He never shares a kiss, he lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what he thinks of each time I hold him tight. Oh, he's so refined.
Thank you, Doris Day. That was beautiful. Isn't Doris Day wonderful, Bob?
Oh, I like her vibrato and her diminuendo and her glissando.
Yeah.
And she has a lovely voice, too.
Bob, maybe we better get back to dreaming.
Well, that's what I'm doing, Hal.
No, I mean our next sketch.
Hal, you've been working awful hard lately. But why don't you take the rest of the night off and I'll do the sketch with Doris Day.
Forget it, Bob. I'm staying. Now, you know, Bob, some people can't dream. Their sleeping hours are a complete blank.
Gee, that's terrible, Hal. I wouldn't want to like to be like that.
Well, that's the way you're going to be in a few snacks.
Oh, Hal, please. I want to dream at night like other guys. I want to see bats and three-headed giants and watermelons with legs and enjoy myself like other people.
Well, for people who can't dream in this next opus, I run a dream store where you can buy any dream you want, tailor-made.
I shall be right down, Hal. Where'd you say the place was?
Right on the next page. Little dream store music, Mr. Hatch. Well, hello there. Welcome to Hal March's Dream Store. Came to buy a little dream, did you?
Yes. You see, Mr. March, I've never had a dream.
Never had a dream? Oh, gosh, Daisy, that's a shucks of a thingamajig. Never even had one little teeny-weeny dream?
Well, once when I was a lot younger, I had a preview of a coming attraction. But the real dream never showed up.
Oh, golly, I'm glad you cleaned that up. We've got all kinds of dreams. Bottle dreams, powder dreams, smoke dreams, pipe dreams, and dreams by the pound. Do you want a dream here? Take it home.
Gee, this is a little new to me. Couldn't I see some samples, maybe?
Why, bless your little pink nighty ass. You might be interested in this bottle here. Very expensive, $40 an ounce. It's called I Dream of Lucille with the Light Brown Oldsmobile.
Really? Well, maybe I'll take a dollar's worth of that.
Oh, Mr. Sweeney, for a dollar, you'd only get to Lucille's door and the alarm clock would go off.
Sounds interesting, but how do you take these dreams? Do you inhale them, or do you take them in a glass of warm water, or do you soak your feet in them?
Just follow the directions in the bottle, Mr. Sweeney. Now, here's a dream in pill form. It was developed for Ralph McGee in The Big Sleep.
Ralph McGee in The Big Sleep? I don't remember him.
Mr. Sweeney, who do you think made the bed?
Ralph McGee, I'll bet.
Now, as I was saying about these pills, oh, golly, you never want to wake up if you use them.
Really make me dream beautiful dreams, huh?
Bless your little bed warmer, yes.
Well, I wonder, couldn't you just uncork the bottle and get out of Texas and let me have a little peek at some dream?
Oh, golly Jupiter, Mr. Sweeney, I think we can stretch a point and let you have a wee sample. I'll just open this bottle of Nightmare, number 5. Sorry. Wrong bottle.
What was that?
Little dream we bottled up for the crime doctor, but he never called to pick it up.
You know, I'm afraid of my first dream. Maybe I could dream that I'm a... Well, I know it sounds so common and ordinary.
Well, that's all right. Just tell me what you'd like to be in your dream.
A carrier pigeon.
Oh, Double Fudge Sunday, you have to pick the popular one there, a big seller. I have it right here in this box. It's called I Wish I Were a Pigeon, or How Did You Get That Way, Walter? $10, please.
Here's your ten, and could I please dream right here now?
Why, bless your little sleepy head, yes? Lie right down there, and I'll sprinkle this dream powder over you.
Gee, I'm going to be a pigeon.
Just tuck your head under your wing, and let's go to dreamland. Now, I'm sprinkling the powder over you.
Oh, boy, I'm going to dream.
Go to sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Gosh, I am dreaming, and I am a pigeon. A real carrier pigeon. Oh, it's wonderful flying way up here. I got a message under my wing to deliver. I better read it. Let's see, it says, carrier pigeon number 8, fly to Sportsman's Field in St. Louis, circle over the game tomorrow, and when Ted Williams comes to bat, we'll leave the rest to you, signed the Cardinals. Oh, boy, this flying is great. I never thought pigeons had so much fun. Gee, look at the people in the park down there. I think I'll just zoom down and dive at a few of them. No, it's a mistake. Please stop. Let me go. No, please. Please, it's a mistake.
Mr. Sweeney,
honestly,
wake up.
No, please stop. Oh, gosh. What's that? I guess I was dreaming.
Oh, bully for you, Mr. Sweeney.
Oh, I don't want to dream anymore, Mr. March. I don't like dreaming. Being a pigeon is awful.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was flying along, just minding my own business, and I just took a little dive down to see some people. And I got caught in the darkest badminton game you ever saw.
While the Messrs. Sweeney and March plead with the studio audience to remain for their next sketch, Doris Day sings...
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes, but baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things. But I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology, and a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about.
Thank you, Doris Day, for a lovely tune. What'd you think of that, Bob?
Oh, how that was very, 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 very.
And now,
very,
ladies and gentlemen,
very,
of this next
very,
sketch,
very,
we're going to
very,
do a real,
very,
honest,
very,
to good.
Very,
Bob,
very,
are you through?
Very nice, Hal.
As I was saying, Bob, we're going to do a real, honest to goodness dreamer now. We've done a man who's a daydreamer. We've done a man who can't dream. And now I'm going to portray a man who dreams every single night. A night never goes by that he doesn't have some kind of a dream. And he can't understand it either, because he always eats a little something before he goes to bed.
Well, Hal, if you're going to be the guy who eats and dreams, what'll I have?
You'll have an accent.
Well, can I do an Eskimo?
Si, senor, I sell frozen enchiladas for 5 cents.
Hold on to that accent, Bob. Man eating enchiladas in the kitchen music, Mr. Hatch.
Today, throughout the United States, in every city, town, and hamlet, man is doing a strange thing. A thing which occupies him at least 8 hours a day. This strange thing is spelled S-L-E-E-P and is pronounced...
Take back your samba, ay, your conga, ay, your rumba, ay, ay, ay.
Harry Hart, heaven's sake, will you stop puttering around the kitchen and come to bed? And will you stop singing that South America, Take It Away?
Yes, dear, just as soon as I finish my little bedtime snack. Take back your samba.
And don't you dare nibble on that meatball. That's our Sunday roast.
I'm not, honey, just cleaning up the odds and ends. That tamale and those old enchiladas, a few hot peppers, a Spanish rice. Ay, your conga, ay, your rumba. Ah, oh, boy, I like that South of the Mare border grub.
Yes, and it's beginning to show. South of the border.
Hmm.
Now wipe off that chili from your chin and get to bed.
All right, dear. I like a little bite before bedtime. Maybe I shouldn't have eaten that last Tabasco sauce sandwich, though. Oh, well.
Take back your samba. Ay, your conga. Ay, your rumba. Ay, ay, ay.
Today, throughout the United States, in every city, town, and hamlet, men are desperate. They cry for relief. Strong men lift their heads and shout in agony.
Take them away. Take them all back. Please take them back. My spine's out of whack, got a hole in the middle of my chili bowl. South America, take it away.
Si, senor, that is what I've come for.
Who are you?
I'm Roberto Pedro Chico Pancho Carmen Gustavo Romando Coenga Labrea Sweeney. I have come from South America to take it away, me and Gonzales.
Well, it's about time. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know, senor. We don't want it either.
Well, that's your problem. Boy, I'll certainly be glad to see those congas and rumbas and sambas go.
Si, senor. Now, if you'll permit me, I should like to start packing the things to take back.
Well, what's the first thing you're going to take?
Mother McCree.
Mother McCree? You can't take her. She isn't South American.
Si, senor. She is. She changed her name. Mother McCree used to be Mama Lopez. She sold tortillas at the bullfights.
Okay, so you can have the old lady, but that's all.
But, senor, the songwriters of your country have stolen a lot of tunes from the songwriters of my country.
Just name one.
You remember? By the CC, by the CC, by the beautiful CC.
Oh, CC.
See?
And so today, as the United States continues to scream to South America to take it away, little Roberto Pedro Chico Pancho Carmen Gustavo Armando Cuenga Labrea Sweeney goes about his gargantuan task of collecting all the rumbas and sambas and congas from North America.
Well, Sweeney, how's the stack up now?
I think we have almost all of them, senor.
Well, make sure. We don't want to hear that thing on the hit parade again next week.
I will check and see. Morales, how many congas have we collected so far?
5,621.
Check. Morales, how many rumbas have we collected so far?
5,621.
Check. Morales, how many sambas have we collected so far?
5,620.
I'm sorry to report, senor, we are missing one samba.
You're missing one samba? Well, find it. Don't stand there. Find it. Find it. Find it.
Senor Sweeney, come quickly.
Did you find the Morales?
Oh, see, Senor Sweeney. I think it's in his basement. I think.
Well, let's open the door quietly and see.
See.
There it is, Morales. Go get a jump on it.
Oh, si, senor.
Have you got it, Morales?
Si, senor. I'm holding it. Well, drag it over here. It won't come, senor. I'm pulling it. But it won't come. Oh, it's slipping out of my hands, senor. It's getting away. Here it goes. Oh, senor, what are we going to do? It is running around like crazy.
There is only one thing to do, Morales.
Oh, senor. You shot Brazil.
Si, Morales. Now we have 5,621 sambas.
Today, throughout the United States, in every city, town, and hamlet, people are at peace once more since South America took back all its music. The dance halls of the nation once again rock to the rollicking good old North American tunes.
Honey, the orchestra's playing again. Shall we cut a rug?
Cut one? Well, you couldn't even scuff one to that music.
Pardon me, senor. May I cut in?
I'm sorry. My book is full. Oh, it's you again.
See, I forgot one thing when I was here before.
Well, what is it?
I forgot to tell you that the people of South America would like you to take back some of your songs.
We'd be glad to. Hand them over.
Hey, Barbariba!
Hey, Barbariba!
All straight.
Hey, you enjoy the music.
No, we didn't get that set before. When you take out your first bar, it will start right with the second bar. Then put the rhythm right under it. You know what I mean? Just stomp the ladder, stomp the ladder, stomp the ladder.
Today, throughout the United States, in every city, town, and hamlet, people are at peace once more since South America took back all its music. The dance halls of the nation once again rock to the rollicking good old North American tunes.
Honey, the orchestra's playing again. Shall we cut a rug?
Cut one? You couldn't even scuff one to that music.
Pardon me, senor. May I cut in?
Oh, sorry. My book is full. Oh, it's you again.
See, I forgot one thing when I was here before.
Well, what is it?
I forgot to tell you that the people of South America would like you to take back some of your songs.
Well, we'd be glad to. Hand them over.
Hey, Barbariba! Hey, Barbariba!
Oh, no, not that one. Hey, please, not that one. Do anything to us, but not that. America.
Next week at the same time, another Sweeney and March program with Doris Day and Wilbur Hatch's orchestra will be sent to you by CBS and its affiliated stations. The regular members of the S&M Stock Company will lend a hand to bring you some very unusual vignettes, freshly grown in the Sweeney and March script gardens. And now, before we close, let us eavesdrop on Mrs. Hazel Ogburn as she chats over the back fence with her neighbor, Mrs. Josie.
Good morning, Hazel. My, that's a lovely snowy wash you have on the line.
Yes, isn't it, Josie? And look at my hands. They're so red, so lumpy, so blistered and torn and calloused.
Oh, yes, they're lovely, dear. Where did you get them?
Manny Manheim speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.